this is a one-off. So I was looking at our kind of our schedule of sermon stuff that we work on. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, where we're heading sermon-wise and stuff. And we had these 3 weeks on Mary's 360, and then we have an upcoming series on the return of Jesus. That's going to start next Sunday. We're going to be looking at what the Bible has to say about Jesus coming back, and that's going to be for 4 weeks, we believe. And then we're going to get into the Christmas season, which is amazing. I would say crazy, but that's how close it is. You know, we're already in November. So, but today we had this unique opportunity because there was this gap in the schedule, and I looked at it, and in PCO, that's Planning Center Online, there was this white space, and I'm like, huh, what are we going to do with that white space? And so I decided today that we would spend some time, well, let me be very clear, that I would spend some time and just say thank you. And I wanted to take some time today and say thank you to all of you at Family Bible Church. And it might seem weird to do that, you know, it might be like, what? Wait, we're going to do, by the way, some of you came in, we were having pancakes this morning. Some of you asked me why, many of you asked me why, and I gave a smattering of answers. The truth is that I love, like one of the things that I love is like breakfast with the family. I don't know if you have that, you know, but, and I can't really say, I guess I did kind of grow up in a family where we had some breakfast, but to me, I want to do something today that was tangible, that would show some love to you guys, and I got some Nux for some good pancakes, which is amazing because I don't cook, so they were like boxed, but, you know, there were eggs in it. That's cooking, isn't it? I think if you have to break eggs, you're cooking. Jen, thank you, that's cooking. She's over there shaking her head, that's not cooking. And the Harrison boys were calling me out earlier, they ain't made from scratch. Okie dokie, huh? Great. Well, I wanted to, and then, by the way, Jim Hobbs said he was about to call the fire department because it smelled like we burned the place down. It smelled good, didn't it? Did you enjoy that? It starts to smell like home, you know? Just a little way to say, hey, thank you guys for all that you do. Isn't it funny that when you guys walked in this morning, some of you were saying, why are you making pancakes, you know? And I was like, well, you know, because I love pancakes and I wanted to somehow say thank you for everything that you guys do. Isn't it funny, though, that on any given Sunday, we might roll into here and we wouldn't, there are so many things that happen at Family Bible Church that you guys make happen, and I don't think we see it. It's not so distinctive as a guy making pancakes. Like, why are you making pancakes today? So I want to talk about that with you this morning, just saying thanks. I'm gonna ask you to turn. We're going to get into the scripture this morning, and we're going to talk this through a little bit, but if you want to turn to the book of Philippians, oh, I didn't get the page numbers up there. It's in the epistles to the churches, and I just want to read it together. Well, not together. I'll read it, and you can follow along in your Bible. If you brought a Bible, if you didn't, grab one off the end of the chair row. Philippians 1, verses 1 through 11. If you don't know where it's at, by the way, let me tell you something about every Bible. There's a table of contents in the front, and you can flip to that, and you can find out where that book is, and there's no shame in looking for a page number. I'm telling you right now, some people are like, they'll flip. I don't want to look it up. Man, just look up the page number. Don't be embarrassed. We're trying to engage in the Word of God. You want to find the right page, so look that up, and we'll work together. Here's what the Word says today. I'm going to start reading it. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, all to the glory and praise of God. I'm going to ask us to pray again like we always do, that God would reveal himself through his word this morning to us as we engage together. Father, we thank you so much for your word, the gift to us that encourages us and challenges us and causes us to rethink our own lives, our own priorities, and what we're doing and how we're doing it. We don't worship the Bible, but we worship you, the God of the Bible, and we believe that you inspired it to be captured, you inspired it to be lived, and then written down, and then passed down, and even now, when we open this book, we believe that you're inspiring us to understand it. We need your help with that today. Would you give us inspiration through your word? Would the Holy Spirit teach us in our hearts and our minds that we'd be transformed by their renewing? May you be glorified as we engage intentionally in this time, and may your word return a great profit to you and your kingdom. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. So I thought it was a really funny thing to want to do this, and then I was like, I found this passage from Paul, and I've read it before, but I'm like, yes, Paul, he, you know, his heart here is like beautiful, you know, and how he opens up. I'll kind of walk through a few things here this morning, but the first thing you might notice in the book is that it's Paul and Timothy, you see, it's together. By the way, Chris Robards isn't here this morning. I asked him and he's out of town. I would have loved that Christabel join us too, but it was Paul and Timothy together and they're writing to the church in Philippi, but not just Paul and Timothy, you see, then what does it say? It says all the overseers and the deacons also. I mean, there's this grand greeting from those, and I won't even call them leadership. They're just kindred spirits, or as Dan said this morning, friends in the gospel that are writing to this church and saying these great, great words that I find so encouraging. This first part here in verse 3 is what really stuck out is, I thank my God every time I remember you. I don't know if I can share a little bit of a pastor's heart, and I'm not saying it like, oh, I'm a pastor and it's my heart. Can't this idea of every time I remember you, I cannot tell you the number of times that the Spirit of the Lord brings someone into my mind and my heart. It can happen while I'm busy doing something. It can happen during my prayer time. It can happen, and I'm sure I'm not unique. I know, right? Do you guys have this happen where God just brings someone into your heart? But for me and in my time at Family Bible Church, God has continued to shape me into this man who has this heart for other people. Now, you might not think that's a big deal, but you see, the problem is that I've lived with me for a long time. I've told you before, but I remember there was a time where I could have cared less about anyone but myself. I mean that. I couldn't care less about anyone but myself. And I find, and I love that Paul says, I thank God for you every time I bring you to mind. I mean, that there's this kind of quickening of our spirit. There's this holy call of all of us together in God's name, that Jesus is doing a work amongst his people, that it's not a religious construct, it's not an organization, it's a movement of people. I'll tell you why I think that this is true. God brings to mind people who are here all the time, man, that I see every Sunday, and I'm just like, oh God, thank you so much for them, they're so awesome. And I mean, some of you guys are serving, I'm like, oh, they're so great, God, thank you so much. But then God brings to mind people who we have struggled with, I mean, we have loved with, we have borne burdens with, you know, and it's really hard, and God brings them to mind. And then God brings to mind people who are here for a season and aren't here right now, you know. I'm always amazed. I get to stand up here and look and see, and the empty chairs, and I'm not saying because always should be capacity overflowing. I'm saying they all represent someone, a person, a soul, an experience, a journey. And then God brings them to mind, and it's just like, yes, Father. I talked last week about blessing, you know, do we pray that way for people? And when God brings people to mind, God, where are they? College students who've graduated and gone on. They're in California and they're up north and they're out east, and you know, they're all over some of them are on the other side of the planet serving as missionaries. But there's a spot in my heart. And I'm not saying like, look, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't stop. I had an opportunity this week. I was talking to someone about Family Bible Church and what we do, and I was trying to explain that we make disciples of Jesus Christ. They're like, oh yeah, I understand that. I go to church too. And I'm like, yeah, but really, it's making disciples of Jesus. Like, it continues. And the funny thing is that if all this were to stop, now hear me, if all this were to stop, the gospel would continue. I've been a part of other churches where the leadership and others would think, well, if this stops, there's no hope for the world. That's not true. That's a lie. The gospel continues to spread and flourish and grow and fits and starts through people like you and me. And so then all of a sudden you can say with Paul, you know, like, I thank God every time I think of you. And I want you to know that this morning, like, every time God brings you to mind, I thank God for you, all of you. I mean, every person here, I mean, the totality of who you are, the good, bad, the ugly, the struggles, the joys, the victories, the pain, because God's doing a work in it, man. I appreciate what Pastor Dan said this morning. He just said, thanks. Like, it's shaping us as the people of God, and it's beautiful. Praise God, and we thank God for that. Don't mistake it. Paul goes on to say this, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. You know, the funniest thing for me was when I came to Family Bible Church, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, right? And it was awesome from the start. I'm not even joking with you guys. And what's amazing, too, is we have a reputation in the community, and people come, and they're like, you guys, we love your church, which is so funny, because I'm always like, on the inside, it's like, gosh, we're struggling, and it's hard, but there's a good witness, you know, to the glory of God. There's a good witness going on because of your faithfulness, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I love that Paul says that, by the way. From the very first time until this very moment. There's no presumption upon the future. But thank God for this. Thank God for you now. There's some reality that everyone is necessary to do this work. Right? And I don't know if you really believe that. I think, I say it all the time, I think people are like, well, I don't, except me, I don't need to be. No, I mean, everyone is critical to, if you're doing what God is calling you to do is share the gospel, you have a critical role to play in the church. And I hope you understand that. There's no second string players, there's no JV team, you know, like we're all on the same team. And every person has a role to play. A partnership is what the word says in sharing the gospel. Such a beautiful thing. All right, let's see here. Yeah. And then, oh, I want to say one more thing about partnership before we move on here. And then we're going to stop and do something different, right? But this partnership means serving together. It means giving our time together. And it means sharing our resources, including our finances together. And I want to say very clearly and explicitly thank you for all your generosity. We have had this kind of financial experience as a church in years past. And I'm here to tell you that there's fear. I know Jesus talked more about money than anything. And money can drive fear in us as individuals, as families, as an organization. And there are times that we had no money in the bank account. But I got news. I want to share this with you guys, man. Through your faithfulness, God has brought us to a place where this roller coaster has become this kind of roller coaster. It's so good. Like, it's been so, such a blessing, your faithfulness. Don't miss that. That all of your decisions to be on mission, to support one another, and to be about what we're doing as a church makes a difference in this church's life. Like, how we can do what we do. 100%, all of us are in that, and makes a difference. And then check this out. Being confident of this, Paul says, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to its completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So there's Paul's future statement. He's like, I thank God that you were partners from the beginning to now. You've journeyed together with us, and I feel that same heart, right? But the great news about the future is that the one that began a work in you, and maybe you're here today and you're like, I don't even know if I believe in Jesus, but I'm listening, right? That's God beginning a work in your life. You may not even know it, but that's God beginning a work in your life. And that the one who began that work in your life is faithful and will bring it to completion. That means for all of us who are still learning and in the middle, we can't get it right, we keep getting it wrong, there's hope. Yeah, there's hope because he's not done yet. That means that we can continue to live into this space and to walk with him and to try things out. I remember someone recently shared that they said, you have to try with Jesus to know if you're getting it right or wrong. If you never try, you don't know. So you're going to make mistakes. I heard one time Matt Chandler give a sermon where he talked about being a toddler, and he said, toddlers always fall down before they learn to run and walk. They always fall down. But what if they never tried? There's some experience of following Jesus that says, no, he's going to bring it to completion so I can trust him with that journey, and we're going to do that together. We're going to walk and stumble and fall. We're going to crawl for a little bit, and then we're going to get up and walk again and fall. But we're going to learn. We're going to be obedient to the call. I said to you earlier that it's funny that you walked in and, hey, why are you making pancakes? You know, we don't even understand all the things that happen. And I wanted to take some time this morning and run through a list of all the things that you guys have done that I want to say thank you for. Seriously, thank you for this. It's unbelievable to me. I was trying to figure out a way to do this that was kind of like organized in some way. So I thought, you know what we'll do? Let's start at the beginning of the week. So the week begins on Sunday, if you didn't know that. This is the first day of the week. That's why we worship on Sunday. Give God our first fruits. The first day, the first morning, the first worship goes to Jesus. And so I'm going to start with Sunday. I'm going to walk through here. On any given week at Family Bible Church, we have a group of people who pull the trailer back and forth from the school. Do you know this? Yeah. They haul it from our office to here and back to our office. By the way, a side note on this, I was digging in our trailer the other night, getting gear out of it, and the neighbor who we park our trailer near his garage came out to check and make sure no one was breaking into our trailer. Like, how cool is that? We got built-in security. Then he's like, who are you? And I'm like, I can be here. No. He's like, I'm making sure it was okay. And it was so cool, man. But we have, listen, Ryan Kramer, Dale Compton, David M.J. Stahl, Dave Ziegler, Matt Young, Max Hankins, and Russ Glenn, and others, but for sure are involved in doing that work that you never see. What are you pulling a trailer to church for? Thank you. Thank you for serving in that way. The next thing I had then, of course, is load in. We get here at 7 a.m. Not we. I shouldn't say we. They get here at 7 a.m. I get here after that. But we come in this back door and we roll all this gear down the halls. By the way, awesome to have the staff here at the facility. They get here, I think, at 6:30 or 7 and open the place up for us. But we roll all that gear in here. And some of the folks that are involved with load in every Sunday is Dan Burns and Mike Dumsdorf and Dale Compton and Ryan and Stephanie Kramer and Dave Ziegler and Fred Elke and Corey Adolph and Matt Young. And I think I've seen Allie here before and other younger helpers for load in every Sunday. I don't say this stuff to puff anybody up. Man, that's faithful service. That's honoring to God. And that allows us to do what we do. And I want to say thank you for that. I was back there by the grill this morning. I was flipping the pancakes and doing all stuff. And guess what was already there? Donuts were already there, right? What is it? Lemonade. Pink lemonade was already there. Hot cocoa, coffee, decaf, regular and decaf, cups, supplies, wires were all run. Table was all set. We call it hospitality. If you want to get up during the service and go get a coffee or a cocoa or a tea, it's all out there for you, all set up, ready to go. That's faithful service. We see it every Sunday. That's kind of like a slash load-in thing because it happens during load-in. That's when it happens. Our load-in crew appreciates that because we get to grab some coffee right away if we want it or grab a donut or two before the crowds get here, right? Earl and Lori Stoker come in and do that every Sunday. Rich and Donna Flagg come in and do that every Sunday. And others, I'm sure, help out with that from time to time. So then I started thinking, okay, what's next then in a given morning? Guess what? Nursery workers, man. This blew me away. Nursery workers at Family Bible Church. There are so many people involved in our nursery ministry, Family Bible Church. That's right back around the corner here. We get all that gear loaded in and set up, and then people come in and serve. Allie Kramer, Andrea Burns, Becky Collick, Beth Young, Blaine Haber, Brenna Mass, Brianna Cordy, Carol Elke, Corey and Carrie Adolph, Chris and Jessica Robards, Christine Anderson, Diane Burns, Denise Schwartz, Nathan and Emily Dempsey, Mike and Aaron Sapienza, Gary and Tanya Budwell, Gina Budwell, Gwen Carpenter, Gene Packman, Jeannie Broyhill, Max and Jess Hankins, John Dempsey, Kate Ziegler, Kim Struckoff, Chris Dempsey, Leah Compton, Lily Budwell, Lindsay Compton, Liz Arnd, Earl and Lori Stoker, Megan Ziegler, Olivia Dempsey, Rachel Compton, Rachel Walton, Rick Scoggins, Ryan and Stephanie Kramer, Sarah Walker, Sherry Compton, Sherry Starwalt, Stephanie Palmer, Tiffany Compton, and guess what? Tyler Bryant. All helping out in nursery. What? Isn't that amazing? Like, and I'm sure others. I'm going to say that every time, like a catch-all, because you might go, hey, I helped in nursery. Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, so many people are serving. And right now, there's somebody back in that room, if you go over there, and they're hanging out with babies. And that's a ministry. It's a blessing. And I thank God for it. I thank God for that service today. Going on through the list. Greeters. We come in on a Sunday morning, right? And we're handing out the engagement sheets and the announcement sheets on the mornings. Rick Scoggins coordinates that ministry, but Andrea Burns, Mark and Becky Collick have served in that role. Fred and Carol Elke, Chris and Jessica Robards, Dale Compton, Earl and Lori Stoker again, Mike and Aaron Sapienza, Chris Dempsey, Gary and Tanya Budwell, Lily Budwell, and Gina Budwell, and others. One of my favorite things, by the way, when I come into the church, if there's a family serving and like everybody in the family serving with, you know, it's the parents are signed up, but the whole family's there giving things out and giving hugs and high fives when you come through. Praise God for that service. We have a whole tech team here, man. This stuff, we load it in and set up the gear and stuff, but all this stuff doesn't run itself every Sunday morning, right? We have the soundboard back there, and we have the computer back there. We have Ben Harrison and Eli Burns and Hunter Smith and Joe, I cannot say this last name. What is it? Shemp? Shep? I can go with that. I gotta say it again in a minute. What is it? Ship? If you see how it's spelled, you would understand. Okay. Shep. I'm just gonna go with that. Okay. John Dempsey, Matt Young, Nathan Dempsey, Rick Scoggins, Ruth Tompkins, Ryan Rates, Tyler Bryan again, all sitting back in different Sundays at the media table, running the slides for us, recording the audio, not just the sermon, but the music portion and the testimony portion of the service. Stephanie Kramer's taking that home, Kramer's taking that home and dividing it up and uploading it to the website. We have a whole tech team involved in that side too. Just faithful service all the time that's happening. I hope you understand that. And then up here on a Sunday morning, in the worship band, we got Dan Burns, Carol Elke, Corey Adolf, Drew Harrison, Emily Dempsey, Hunter Smith, Isaac Wild, J.C. Harrison, Kristen Davis, Matt Young, Mike Sapienza, Miranda Pichard, Nathan Dempsey, Rachel Walton, Rick Scoggins, Ryan Rates, and Sherry Starwalt, and many others who come up here and share their musical talent, some nervous, some for the first time, some for the thousandth time, but share their gifts with us to lead us in worship. Man, isn't this amazing? You know where we're at right about now in the service? We're right about now when the countdown starts. All these people have been involved in worshiping Jesus through serving us before the service even kicks off with a countdown. All that service already happening. Then when we get to this point where we dismiss the blast workers and blast helpers this morning, we dismissed them already, right? But we have MJ Stahl who heads it up and plans it, Mike and Aaron Sapienza, Allie Kramer, Andrea Burns, Brenna Maas, Brianna Cordy, Chris Robards, Christian Weedle, Corey Adolf, Dale Compton, Denise Schwartz, Eli Burns, Mike and Aaron Sapienza, Fred Elke, Gina Budwell, Jeannie Broyhill, Jeremy and Stephanie Palmer, Jessica Robards, John Dempsey, Kate Ziegler, make sure I didn't skip a line, yeah. Chris Dempsey, Lance Carpenter, Lily Budwell, Megan Sapienza, Megan Ziegler, Mike Dumsdorf, Nathan Cordy, Olivia Dempsey, Rachel Walton, Sarah Walker, Sherry Compton, Carrie Adolf, Stephanie Kramer, Tanya Budwell, and again, Tyler Bryant. Tyler always gets to go last because his name's T.Y., Ty. So it's kind of how he's broke down. And many others go in the back room and serve during Blast Ministry. By the way, Gene Packman is doing scheduling for Blast now and for Nursery as well, helping out with that. MJ's still doing all the planning for that ministry. Happens every Sunday, over and over again. I've had opportunities to not preach on a Sunday morning sometimes, and not all pastors get that, you know. I read some of these kind of pastoral descriptions, and they say, must preach 40 weeks out of the year. And I'm like, wow, 40 weeks, you know. And then I talk to other pastors, and they're like, I got to preach 53, you know, every time. And I've been so blessed to not just have people who can sub, but to have people from amongst the body who step up and share the word with us. Listing a few here, Corey Adolf, Chris Robards, Isaac Barber, who happens to be here today, praise God, Lance Carpenter, Rick Scoggins, Steve Hanch, and others have been able to come up here and share the word with all of us, blessing us in that way. Such an amazing thing. After we continue, let's see. Oh, during the service, by the way, if you don't know this, like we do family group material based on the sermon. And so during the service, we have people who are listening to the sermon to write material for the family groups. And right now that's been Matt Young and Carrie Adolf, who have done that before. And I'm sure a couple of others I'm not thinking of right now, but who record that and upload it to the website so that we can go out as group leaders and snatch it and lead from it on Monday. So it's a very fast turnaround. I thank God for that service. It's a beautiful thing. All these service roles are. And then afterwards, and this is going to be the hard one, right? Because this one, so our loadout crew is just like time to strike and go, right? And when you strike and go, we got to roll out of here. And so there's a whole bunch of people who just start grabbing and stacking chairs. I always think about the guys who are organizing the trailer, loading it back up. Dale Compton, Mike Dumsworth, who's like trying to arrange stuff. Dan Burns trying to clear the stage off. You know, Steve Hampshire's always rolling those tables around dangerously, I feel like, you know. Dale Compton and others. But so many people jump in at that that point, and that's their ministry. I've seen the Harrison family and other families jump in and get involved. And by the way, one of my favorite things too to see is sometimes our first time they'll come to our church and they'll be stacking chairs after the service. That is so great, man. It's like, it's just the weirdest thing, because I don't know how many churches you stack chairs after service, but we have that opportunity here. All right. After service, man, I didn't have a list for this, but I know some of you take time to invite people to lunch. Hey, well, let's go grab a meal. Let's talk about what's going on in your life. That's huge, and I want to thank you for doing that. That's a faithful service to God to share your Sunday afternoons with somebody and to invite them out and share lunch and get to know what's going on in their lives. Crabby leaders, we have Chris and Jessica Robards, Kristen Wagner, Drew and Brittany Camp, all been helping out leadership for the Crabby Ministries. It's happening on Sunday nights. We have, on Monday mornings, administrative assistants. We have Kim Oldenkamp serving that role. We also have Sherry Starwalt, who sends out prayer concerns every week for the team. Also does announcements on Thursdays. We have cookie makers and cookie deliverers. And again, Andrea Burns, Donna Flagg, Gail Lay, Jennifer Cordy, Julie Harrison, Chris Dempsey, Linda Hamch, Lisa Scoggins, Lori Stoker, and Megan Ziegler, all providing cookies for the first-time guests, right? So we get to do that every week that happens, that ministry. The cookies are made. They're in the freezer unless the men's ministry throws them away. And then they go out to the families. That was a scandal. I don't even want to get into that. Okay. We love each other, right? Okay. So then you have family group leaders, Matt and Beth Young, Lance and Wayne Carpenter, Chris Dempsey, and Drew Harrison have all led groups, amongst others. I think Steve and Linda Hams have led groups as well. And then group hosts, family group host homes has been Corey, Carrie Adolph, Dave and Megan Ziegler, Chris Dempsey, Lance and Gwen Carpenter, Steve and Linda Hampshire, Rich and Jen Bryant for an awesome fish fry, by the way. Men's ministry Bible study leaders is Mike Dumsdorf, Mike Sapanza, and the guys. By the way, let me just give a plug here real quick for men's ministry. They've been doing this thing where they're rotating the teaching responsibility in the men's ministry, and it's an awesome thing. I mean, the different guys have been leading and teaching in the men's Bible study on Tuesday night. So, again, for all the guys who have been doing that, I give God thanks and praise. Okay, where am I at? Oh, yeah, Women's Bible Study Leaders happens on Wednesday mornings and Wednesday evenings. Becky Collick, Becky Brannon, Kim Oldenkamp, Chris Dempsey, Linda Hamsch, and others have led women's Bible studies here at Family Bible Church. And I'm not even talking about legacy, man, because you go legacy, it gets really crazy. Like, these are just the ones that have been recently leading in that way. Food pantry schedulers and workers. Jeannie Boyhill schedules our time at the food pantry. We work about once a month with, I think, a buy every 4 months or something like that where we don't work. And then we've had Brittany Anders, Debbie Marsh, Jim Hobbs, Stephanie Palmer, Steve Hamps, Tanya Butwell, and some others that I couldn't remember, but I know I've seen faces out there from Family Bible Church serving. All of our leadership team members, they're listed in your bulletin, but you can see those guys who served in that role at this church. I say thank God for all of our faithful servant leaders at Family Bible Church. It's a model that we get to see and witness and grow by being in the room together. So I give God praise for that. Fiscal support team, that's the folks who take all the collections and also pay all the bills and make sure that everything's handled properly and does quarterly tax filings and stuff. And that's Carrie Adolph, Dave and MJ Stahl, Kim Oldenkamp, Glance and Gwen Carpenter, and Rick Scoggins, amongst others who've been involved with that ministry over the years. Something that you never see or appreciate until the power goes off. You know what I mean? Or that the school's really mad at us for not paying our bill or something. It just happens all the time. A lot of responsibility there. I listened to this. It's kind of funny. Men's breakfast leaders, but it's everyone who goes to breakfast on Thursday morning, because basically it's always like, who is there? Well, these two are there. These two are there. Just a 5:30 in the morning breakfast on Thursdays. By the way, every man in the church is invited to come out for that. We just will pull tables around. And I say we theoretically because it's 5:30 in the morning. I usually don't get up, but I have before, and it's awesome when I do. I'm always glad when I do it. And maybe you're having a really junky Wednesday. Get up early Thursday and go to breakfast with the guys. I promise your week will turn around. So thank God for that faithfulness. Man, that's been years and years and years that ministry's been going on. Inspiration bringers. This is kind of funny, but I wanted to mention this. There are a few people who pop into my office or give me a call or shoot me a text, and they're inspiring ideas in the church. I think of Sarah Walker, who's always got amazing creative ideas. We could try this, we could try that, you know. Carrie Adolph comes in, hey, what about this? What are we doing with this other idea over here? Matt Young and how we're, you know, where we're heading with the sermons and what we're doing. I mean, that for me, I'm telling you, church, as a pastor, that inspires me. It's like, yes, what are we doing? Can we do more? Can we get involved? Or are we missing some opportunity that God's given us? us. Jim Hobbs has come in and shared ideas of opportunities we can engage in the community, and so many others. You don't know the difference it makes when you pop by and say, hey, I've been thinking about something. It's huge. It's huge as a pastor. All right. And then, let's see, engagement sheet perfers. Every engagement sheet. Did you guys get an engagement sheet this morning? Did you get one? They have this nifty little perforated bottom part. Someone hand does those every week for us. Do you understand that? Someone goes, you know? And I want to say thanks to our perfers. We've had several, but Jessica Robarts has been handling it for us lately. But my favorite is I came in one Friday, and they were in a hurry, and Micah usually gets to do it, Micah Robarts. And he was upset because he couldn't do it that day because they were in a hurry to get it done. So praise God for Micah Robarts perfing our bowls for us, man. That's super cool. Countless one-on-one meetings and encouragement you've offered to one another and to me. I give God thanks and praise for that. And then hospital visitors. There's a group of people here at the church that when they hear someone's in the hospital, they go out and they visit with them. They check in. Andrea Burns has done that. Carol Elke's done that. Lance Carpenter's done that. Steve Hampshire's done that. And many others. Intentionally going out and engaging in that role that's sometimes uncomfortable to bring the light of Christ into a hard situation. Praying for people. So good. And then the last I have on the list is the worship planners, which is Dan Burns, like I mentioned, Matt Young, Carol Elke for Communion Sundays, and all help pull this together. Man. And what have I missed? I mean, I know right now. Huh? Yeah, missions team. Well, we're going to get to those things too. But, you know, and we're going to, I promise, we're going to boogie here. But I'm saying, man, you know, have you ever been to the movies? Have you ever gone to the movies and you watch like a 2.5 hour summer blockbuster, you know, and you're like special effects, like, you know, and you're like, wow, this is the craziest in 3D. And you're like, you know, and you're freaking out. How many of you are movie fans? Anybody? Yeah, like me, that a boy. That was, get this. Did anybody know about the trailer of, what is that thing, the scene after the credits? Anybody seen those scenes? Yeah. Whose idea was it to start that? Because if you go to movies, you got to set through the stinking credits to get to the scene. Have you ever seen those movies that are like the summer blockbusters? The credits are just four wide, you know. What am I saying? Did you hear the list that I just read? Man, we make a mistake. We show up, we say, oh, isn't Family Bible Church great? Pastor Bill's preaching, you know. Dan Burns leading great. Worship music, and, you know, this is really, man, did you hear the list? Can you imagine the list? That's what I'm saying, right? Setting through the credit roll as they go up the screen. How many people? How long is he going to go on with this list of, do you know what I'm saying? It takes so many people to make this happen. I say thank you. I say thank every one of you who've done it. And I believe, just like the credits that roll from the bottom to the top of the screen, right, that this is an offering to the Lord, man, that we just go, God, it's for your glory. This is worth it. This is for you. I gladly serve in these ways. Many of us say, oh, it's such a long list, you know. All right, we're going to jump back in now. I just wanted to do that. I really wanted to name names. I think it matters. I think every time someone chooses to step out and do something, it matters for the kingdom of God. All right, pick it up now. In verse 7, if you got your finger in your Bible, I hope you left it there. Paul says this, it is right for me to feel this way about all of you since I have you in my heart. Whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And I've already talked about that to some degree, but here's the truth, man. I feel the failure. When I read Paul, he says, I long for you like Christ Jesus. And I'm like, oh, to have that purity of heart, to have that clarity of leadership would be phenomenal. As I share with you that God brings you to mind, and as my wife would tell you, this job is a bit of an obsession for me, right? Like, I think about it all the time. I think about you all the time. But I also know that, unlike the Apostle Paul, I love you guys a lot, man, but Jesus loves you more. I want to be more appropriately affectionate. I don't do that perfectly. So I wanted to share that with you as well. I want to thank all of you because many of you have stayed the course with us. You know, Paul says, whether I'm in chains or I'm defending and sharing the gospel, right? Confirming the gospel. I mean, Family Bible Church over the years has had some ups and downs, and many of you have stuck through all the ups and downs to see what God's doing here and be part of what God's doing here. And I think you're doing it for Jesus. And I want to say thank you though for sticking and for sticking, staying the course to see what God has for Family Bible Church, and the gospel here in this community. I give you thanks and praise for that. And I want to say this too, man. I feel like I'm just, you know, this is like the Oscar speech that never ends, but you guys have been so graceful to me. Like even this morning, you're like, oh man, you're so graceful to me. And this is my first pastorate, man. And I was in there. And it might be my only pastorate, so I'm not saying nothing's happening. But, you have been such a gift to me to let me screw up and be too Greeky and, be too silly and wear the wrong clothes or whatever. Like, you've been so graceful in your pursuit of Jesus. And I love that about this church. I love that, man. Not that you're disgraceful to me, that you're graceful to each other. I love that. I try to explain to people what Family Bible Church is, and I can't even explain it sometimes. It's like, you just got to come and see what's happening. It's so different. You've allowed me to grow. You've showed me grace when I failed, and I just give you thanks for that. I want to thank all of you for being the face of Family Bible Church when you're out in the community, I bump into you guys out places, and I'll see you wearing the Family Bible Church shirts, and you're just representing, and you're just talking to people. You're inviting people, inviting friends and family to church. And I thank you for all those things that you do as well. And then the last thing before we get to the prayer here, and we'll close with this, the prayer, but I get to be a pastor, which is ridiculous, and I love it, and I'm learning to do it better. I hope I'm learning to do it better, But you guys have allowed me to grow so much in my faith in Jesus, and I hope you know that. You guys have shaped me by your example. I can't tell you how many people around here that have held a high standard that I'm just amazed by. I also can't tell you how many people that have come into my life whenever I'm just in the pit, and that there's no judgment, there's no condemnation, there's just love and encouragement and a call and a reminder of what the scriptures say. And so many of you have opened your lives to us and trusted us to see what's really happening and caused me to grow in my faith by seeing Jesus work in your life. I just thank God. I'm telling you right now, church, I would not be the Christian that I am today if it weren't for your generosity to me. So I thank God for that. And then the last, starting in verse 9, Paul says this: "This is my prayer, that your love would abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight." It's the first part of his prayer. "That your love abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that what you may be able to discern what is best." The second kind of prayer there is, may that you who are here be able to discern what's best. That's why things like town hall are so important. What do we discern together that God is calling us to do? Where are the things that we're missing? What are the things we could do better or we need to stop doing? We need to have those conversations honestly as a church who loves each other. And that's so important. May you be able to discern what is best. And then may, and this is the huge thing, may you be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, right? We're going to start a series about the return of Jesus. Our prayer and our hope is that we're growing in holiness. Not self-righteousness, but true righteousness in God's eyes. That we are becoming more like Jesus every day. That we become pure and blameless together. Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. And all these things, the service and the generosity and the holiness and our obedience, all coming for the glory of God, a people raised up among the nation. That's my prayer for you as well. The truth is that if you know Christ, man, we started with this today. If you know Christ, you know that he began a work in you, and he don't quit. He says, if you read the Gospels, he says, we're going to the other side, we're going to the other side. He says, I'm going to go over here and do this, you're going to go over there and do that. He moves us from point A to point B, and he fulfills his promises in our life. And we can take that to the bank every time. He started a good work in you, church. He started a good work in me, and he has faithful and just to complete it for his glory. I hope you know that. So the last question that I have as we wrap today, and we're going to close in prayer, is who are you thankful for? I know this was different today, but I really thank God for you. Pray with me if you would. Father God, I just give you praise and glory for the opportunity we have to worship you together. I do thank you for the people that you have called together for this purpose and this time. I thank you that you have blessed us with the opportunity, and I would say blessed me with the opportunity to be on mission and journeying together in this place with these people that you call your own. Father, I know that there are, in a room with this many people, there are people who are all over the place in their faith walk, and there maybe are some who have been following you a long time, and they've just kind of seen it all and done it all, and there's nothing new under the sun, and they're maybe even getting a little bored with that. I pray, Father, that if that's true, that you would renew, rekindle the fire that you planted in them upon their salvation, that they would know and love you passionately, that they would risk for your glory, that they would be a testimony to your goodness in their life. They would be courageous witnesses in this world. Father God, for those who, you know, are in the middle, like all of us, I guess all of us really are in the middle, somewhere between here and perfection, Father, I give you thanks and praise for your continued grace to us. I pray, Father, we would continue to nurture the gifts you've given us, that we would utilize those for your glory. I pray that you would break open a new future for us, that your Holy Spirit would just break through the can'ts and the don'ts and the can't see it's, and that we would just have eyes to see what you're doing in this world or what you'd have us to do with our lives. And I thank you for every heart that's responded, everyone that's said, yes, I'll follow Jesus. I'll go there. I'll do that. And they've been obedient to you. I just give you praise and thanks today for them. And all those who are joining together. And then for those who are here this morning and think, man, this seems all right, but I don't know about this Jesus thing. I pray that that's all as about as a Jesus thing. I pray that your Holy Spirit would just make it so awkwardly uncomfortable that if it's not about Jesus, it's about nothing. That all of us would be true. That this is about a Savior who came to give his life that we might be free. It's about a Lord who has claimed the people of his own and is guiding them into the promised land as their master. And it's about your love for us that doesn't quit. I give you thanks and praise for these things today. In Jesus' name, amen.